Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says flaring speeches at borders does not keep back encroached land. Janata Samajwadi Party proposes directly elected executive heads in its election manifesto. Health Ministry records 46,768 dengue infection cases in the country since mid-July, and bar blaze in Russian city of Kostroma kills 13 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba says it is necessary for the country to have the government of ruling alliance even after the election. Addressing an election assembly organized in Dadaldhura today, Prime Minister Deuba said the ruling alliance is imperative after election to protect constitution. The Prime Minister said that the current coalition was formed against the act of dissolving the parliament. He also expressed his confidence that a coalition government would be formed after the upcoming elections, saying the encroached land does not come back. By giving flaring speeches reaching at the border, Prime Minister Deuba said a diplomatic dialogue is needed for retrieving the encroached land. CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli asserted that time had come for the initiatives to ensure prosperity in the country. Inaugurating the first international convention of the Overseas Nepali Forum in Kathmandu today, chairperson Oli reiterated that UML is the party that will make Nepal strong and prosperous. Chairman Oli assured that his party would protect the nationality, maintain permanent peace and take forward development work as per the public need. He thanked the overseas Nepalese for extending support to Nepal during earthquake, natural disasters and COVID pandemic, among others. The Janata Samajwadi Party proposes directly elected president and chief ministers in its election manifesto. Unveiling the election manifesto for November 20's elections to the Federal and Provincial Assembly in Kathmandu today, party chair Upendra Yadav said his party was in favour of the directly elected executive heads. Chairman Yadav further said his party has the provision of directly elected heads of the government for institutionalizing democracy and ensuring economic development. The party's manifesto also promises a focus on national development by amending some errors in the constitution, making it acceptable to all. The Election Commission has directed the Gandaki Province government to annul the changes of tax rates and provide the information related to the same within 24 hours. The Commission has also sought clarification from Gandaki Province Chief Minister and the Office of the Council of Ministers. The Commission said the tax rates were changed in Gandaki Province after the announcement of the election. The 27th session of the Conference of the Parties COP27 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is taking place tomorrow. The conference, which is taking place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt from tomorrow till the 18th of November, is expected to give an inclusive and ambitious result acting on agreements, decisions and commitments reached in the past. Similarly, the issues of greenhouse gas emission reduction, preparations of an action plan to implement Glasgow Climate Pact, and the implementation of the Finance for Climate Adaptation from COP26 will be discussed. Joint Secretary Dr. Buddhi Sagar Podil, Chief of the Climate Change Management Division under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, said for the conference the ministry has prepared a concept paper that includes issues to be put up on the occasion. Nepal will put up the issues related to mountainous areas, climate adaptation, agriculture and food security, and emission reduction. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Uma Rigmi is leading the Nepali delegation to participate in COP27. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Health and Population says 54 people have died of dengue in the country so far. The ministry has also reported 46,768 dengue infection cases in the country since mid-July this year. The highest number of cases have been recorded in the Bagmati province. The minister shared that since mid-July to 4th of November, 33,765 dengue cases were reported in Bagmati province alone. Dengue has spread in all the 77 districts of the country. An international conference of oncologists, Purvanchal Cancer Congress 2022, began at Mechinagar of Chapa today. 200 oncologists from Nepal, India and Bangladesh have been participating in the two-day conference jointly organized by Purvanchal Cancer Hospital in Birtamod and Nepal Cancer Foundation. Medical Director of Purvanchal Cancer Hospital and Program Director of the conference, Dr. Birendra Yadav, said the conference would talk about the situation of cancer diseases spreading across the world. A total of 20 scientific working papers and 10 posters working papers would be presented in the event. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 13 people died in an overnight fire at a nightclub in the Rosen city of Kostroma, and police detained a man suspected to have ignited it by firing a flare gun. Video shared by investigators on Sunday showed firefighters spraying water on what is appeared to be the smoldering collapsed roof of the building. The fire took place at a polygon or multipurpose recreation venue used as a cafe, nightclub and bar. TASS News Agency cited investigators as saying the fire may have started after a man fired a flare gun indoors. The United States flew a supersonic bomber over ally South Korea as part of an enormous combined aerial exercise involving hundreds of warplanes and a sea of force meant to intimidate North Korea over its barrage of ballistic missile tests this week. South Korea's defense ministry said at least one B-1B bomber participated on the last day of a joint U.S.-South Korea Air Force exercise that wrapped up on Saturday. South Korea's military also said North Korea fired four short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. The Vigilant Storm exercise involving about 240 warplanes, including advanced F-35 fighters jet from both countries, has triggered an angry reaction from North Korea. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says flaring speeches at border does not bring back encroached land. Janata Samajwadi Party proposes directly elected executive heads in its election manifesto. Health Ministry records 46,768 dengue infection cases in the country since mid-July. And bar blaze in Rasan city of Kostroma kills 13 people. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.